Hey friend, before we get to the episode, I have a free gift for you today. Do you want to start a podcast, but maybe you feel like it's probably too expensive, it's too confusing, and too time consuming? Well, you need my podcast equipment guide. It's the 5 things I could not record my podcast without, and they all cost less than $100. I'll talk to you with direct links of what to buy about the physical podcast equipment, podcasting softwares, hosting, and more all in this free guide. It's everything you need to feel ready to start a podcast today. So go get it at elizabethmccravey.com/record. Now, here's the episode. Okay, so I've been part of a monthly book club since December of 2021, and we have been going strong since. We meet every month and sometimes extra even, and together we have had 31 book clubs at the time that I'm recording this. We even had a book club retreat last year. We hang out outside of our usual book club meetings, and honestly, this group has just been such a blessing and like a incredibly fun thing in my life. In a way, I've made some really close friends. And I know my friends in this book club also agree. I feel like everyone needs a book club like this. Honestly, even if you're not a big reader yet, this is like such an incredible thing. So that's why I wanted to record this fun, non-business related episode for you guys, just detailing how to have a book club. So whether you're part of a book club already, and maybe you want some tips to keep it going strong, or maybe solve some issues you could have, like maybe that no one reads the book or something like that, or maybe you really enjoy reading and you're thinking like, hey, I would love to start a book club. I want that kind of close community and friendships. That sounds really great. I'm going to walk you through it all here. So I'm sharing steps for starting a book club that will help the book club to actually stick and be a fun thing for everyone, a great way for you to make friends and find community. And then I'm also sharing 8 tips for making a book club work really well. Because let's be real, after 2020 with COVID, book clubs became really popular. And there's a lot of things that like you can do in a book club that causes it to just not work that well and then ultimately fizzle out or not be that enjoyable for people. And again, we've had our book club since December of 2021 going strong, and it's not going anywhere. And I think these 8 tips will help you create a book club that has that same type of momentum with it. So I'll show you how to make this group your favorite part of the month for everyone. So let's dive into it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple 6-figure-a-year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple 6-figure-a-year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Okay, first, real quick, before I get into the starting a book club tips and then tips for like how to structure the meeting, what to talk about, how to plan books and all that kind of stuff, like literally the nitty gritty you need of having your own book club, I first want to share 3 reasons why I think book clubs are amazing, an amazing way to like form a social group. So first of all, book clubs encourage you to read more and explore different genres than you usually would. So whether you're someone who like already reads a ton, which is how I was going into this, I've loved reading for a long time, or if you're someone who's like, hey, I want to pick up reading as a hobby, this is a great way to do that. And it'll cause you, especially if you do your book club structure more the way we do, to explore different genres of reading than you normally would. Second reason, reading is more fun together when you have people to discuss what you read with. I actually asked all my book club gals about what their favorite part of book club is before recording this episode. And one of them said that I love having people to talk about the books I'm reading with. Normally, if you just read books alone, you don't have people to discuss or process it with. But I love getting to read the same book and I'll talk about them with friends. So that's a really great thing, especially when you're reading a book where you have a lot of thoughts about it and you're trying to process that crazy ending and all of that kind of stuff. Great to have a book club for it. And third thing, and this is like, I would say one of the biggest ones, it's a great way to make new friends and then also strengthen your existing friendships in adult life. Let's just be real. Making plans with friends is hard, especially when you have children, young children in the mix there. And a book club sets you up with a consistent once a month hangout with friends. It's always on the calendar. That's something you can look forward to. And it's a fun time to bond and catch up. And again, really like develop strong friendships and strengthen existing friendships. And that's what this group has become for us. It's like something always on the calendar that we all can look forward to. And we all have become friends through book club generally, which we'll talk about, but then those friendships have expanded beyond this once a month meeting. So anyway, those are three reasons book clubs are amazing if you're not already convinced. And now I want to tell you the steps for starting a book club if you're wanting to start one and how ours started. So let me tell you how ours started. So I actually am not the one that started our book club. My friend Gracie did. She's the one who started it. And the way she started it is it all started with a group text. I also messaged her before this episode and everyone in my book club asking for like, hey, what would you say about this? But I asked Gracie specifically, like, what would you say for tips for starting a book club and things you had to overcome doing that, etc. So anyway, but she is the one who started it. And it all started with a group text where she messaged me and our other friend Tori about how she was thinking about starting a book club and wanted to know if that would interest us. And when I asked her, like, hey, like, you know, how'd you come about to doing that? She said that as you think about like who to contact to start your book club, think about the friends in your life who you find yourself already talking about books with and start there, which was true for her with me and Tori. And that's just really great tip. So look at your life, like who are the people that you already want to talk about books with and maybe you like to read some of the same things. And so that's all it took for our book club to start. I said back like, heck yes, I love reading. And Tori was more in a different place where she was like, heck yes, I want to start reading more. And this would be a great way for me to do that. So then the three of us messaged about what day of the week and week of the month and time of the day would work best for us. Okay. So that's a thing you got to figure out. And I think it's helpful to have like a consistent definitely a consistent day of the week. Obviously, you're not meeting every single week. You're meeting once a month, but a consistent day of the week and then time is really helpful. Especially since we think about like our lives as families, like you probably have a day that never works because of something with your kids or like your spouse is working, like you work late, something like that. So having like a day that you are all picking and agree on is really helpful. So I think, and I think Gracie would agree, that it's easier to pick that day and time first with just like two other people or even one other person and then invite other people. This way you don't have like what I would say like too many cooks in the kitchen, like trying to figure all this stuff out where you all are like, well, you know, Tuesday works for me. Well, Tuesday doesn't work for me. And you know, I want to do 7 o'clock. Well, no, I actually want to do Saturdays at 10 a.m. And then all of a sudden you can't make the book club happen because everyone just has too much of different schedules. So what we did is we kind of like the three of us picked what worked. I think it might've been even a few more people we talked to, but that's kind of how it all started of having like the time and then invite from there. So for our group though, just to give you an idea of like what has worked for us, as a group of seven people in it, who all are in different seasons of life, which we'll talk about, in a second. But for our group, we do Thursdays at 7 PM. It used to be 7:30 actually, but we moved it earlier because we tend to talk and hang out so long. And then we were up way too late. So we're like, let's do it at seven. And we changed what time of the month a few times for various reasons, but for a while, I believe it was like the last Thursday of the month. So it'd be like the book you're reading, you know, let's say it's for June, you're reading the book all of June. And then at the end of June, you're talking about it. It was kind of that flow there. So anyway, we all settled on that 7:30 on Thursdays worked for us to get away from the kids, hang out together for a few hours. And then from there, Gracie told us to invite anyone else that we thought would be interested. And she did the same. And so I texted a few friends. So did Tori. We had some people we initially texted about it who like already were out because the schedule didn't work well for them. And some people were interested and some people weren't. So one of my friends I invited invited someone else to. And so it kind of like grows from there. And then from there, we had our first meeting on the calendar and our original quote unquote group, which some people were in that first group text about this book club starting, but then never even came to the first meeting, or like they didn't come to the second meeting, and then they were eventually just removed. And that's okay. I feel like that's the nature of starting something new. So just know that, like, if you say you start a book club and you have like 10 people commit, and then only 6 people show up at the first meeting, and then only 5 at the next meeting, that's okay. That's probably normal. And you'll end up with like an established group at some point. So Gracie picked our first book. We had the first meeting with that original group, again, with people meeting each other for the first time at this, which is really fun. And then again, since then, we've had 30 additional times that we have met to talk about books, in addition to all the other like book club hangouts we've planned. So anyway, I read way more than that many books too. I'll talk about that in a moment, but we do some months where we read more than one book and things like that. So to recap though, those getting started tips, and I want to get into tips for just like, what does it look like to actually like run and have a book club meeting every week? What does it look like? But the starting tips, ask friends who you already talk about books with. Okay. So when you think about like, okay, I want to start a book club, who can I ask friends that ideally live locally to you, right? So you can all meet together, but who you're already talking about books with. And then establish a date and time, and then ask a few other friends from there where everyone gets to invite someone. You'll want to keep in mind what group size you ultimately want this to be, which we'll talk about in a moment, but that will also determine like how many people you're inviting. Pick the first book, get a date in your calendar. You plan to host it the first month, and then meet. And know that some people won't show up. You can extend the invite again next month, but then after that, you know, you could ask them like, hey, are you out on this or do you want to come? And then eventually you'll have like an established group, and you can keep meeting consistently on that same day each month with a new book to discuss and grow your friendships, grow your enjoyment of reading. And it is as simple and wonderful as that. So now let me get into like the nitty gritty though of like what a book club means look like, and tips for like, again, how I think ours has managed to last so long and be such a source of like enjoyment for all of us. So my first of 8 tips is 1, to have a leader. And that sounds kind of cheesy potentially, but I think this is so needed for any time a group is forming. And if you're listening to this as someone who wants to start your own book club, then you are probably that leader. That leader is you. For us, Gracie is the leader, is the one who started it. And again, that probably sounds like more intense and cheesy than it should. And when she listens to this, if she does, she'll probably be thinking like, wait, I push back on that. I don't really know if I'm the leader. We all lead, right? But she is, she's the leader. She's the one that like had the energy behind it starting and was able to like make sure it kept going. You need someone calling the shots when needed, someone who will host when no one else will, and things like that. It's the same kind of dynamic in our businesses, right? If you're a business owner, like for example, if you have a peer-led mastermind, it does not work if no one is willing to be the one managing the schedule, making sure everyone knows when things are happening. Like it'll all just eventually fizzle out if you don't have that. So it's the same way for a book club, even though everyone's contributing and everyone's like an equal, you still need someone calling the shots and making the plans. So what that really means though, is that she manages the schedule, and we have a note stock with what we're reading next, which she is the manager of. And she also probably hosted book club at her house early on more than everyone else did. So those are like some ways that she was specifically leading. And, you know, at this point, again, we're over 2 years into this, like 2.5 years this. So she's not doing as much like leading probably. But early on, again, you need someone to keep that energy going around the group and create a plan and some structure. So don't be afraid to lead. Don't be afraid to be the person that's like, hey, I started this thing. I'm going to come with the discussion questions. Or like, hey, okay, we've been just talking about our lives for the first like 3 hours, and now we got to talk about the book. You know, whatever it is, you need someone kind of doing that sort of thing. I truly believe that when you have like groups like this, it just ends up not being as great when you have a small group and no one will just stand up and be in charge a little bit and like lead the discussion early on, because then it just causes the whole thing to fizzle out. So that's the first tip, is that you need someone to like be that initial leader, that starting energy. Second thing, when you think about your group, this is such a huge one and again, something I think makes our group amazing, but remember, you don't all have to know each other as you start it. And book clubs are actually an excellent way to make new friends. And I'd argue that our group is a better book club because we were not just a group of best friends coming together to read every month. We weren't just already a friend group being like, all right, like we already hang out all the time. Let's just start a book club together. It was different people who all didn't already know each other. So this is a great way to become friends. And so the way ours worked is that everyone knew someone but there was also definitely someone you didn't know at all, like someone you were meeting for the first time. Like, let me think about for myself, there were two women who I had literally never met before. And again, who now are super close friends. Like, so cool how that works. Actually, guys, if you listen to my birth story episode, I talked about my doula, Kristen. She's in my book club. I literally met her through book club. So you never know. You could end up having someone literally assisting you as a doula in your birth who you meet in your book club. But I think that's a really cool thing, is that just knowing that, like, you don't all have to know each other. But I do think it's obviously needed that someone knows everyone. And then when I think, too, about Claire, who is a cousin of Sarah Clark in our book club, she only knew Sarah Clark, like literally did not know anyone. So everyone's like level of like how much you knew people beforehand was different. But anyway, I think that's really important just to remember, and can actually make the group really special and unique in that way if you aren't all just a friend group beforehand. And another thing I want to add with that is that different seasons of life for everyone to be in can be really cool as well, and offer up different perspectives on what you read. I think we can often just gravitate towards people in the same season as us. So maybe you're single and you're like, I'll start with my single friends. Maybe you're married with kids and you're like, I'm going to ask all my mom friends, or even all your working mom friends or stay home mom friends, like whatever it is. I think it's cool that our book club, we all are in different seasons of life and also just have like different lives, you could say, which I think is cool. Having a group with that, like kind of different perspectives coming into it. I also would recommend keeping, when you think about your group, keeping it small-ish if you really want to be able to cultivate deep friendships, and also make everyone like accountable to show up and read the books and have stronger discussions. But even as I say that, because our group is 7 people total and 6 people who all live locally, because one of us, my friend Tori, moved away after book club and going on like a year. So she still FaceTimes in some, but generally our book club is 6 people meeting consistently. So you though have to create the book club that sounds best to you. So you may be thinking like 6 people, that's too small. I want a big group dynamic where the people change every week and people come and go frequently. And it's like you're having to break off into smaller conversations to really discuss the book. That can be totally awesome too. Like, I know people who've had book clubs like that and really enjoy it. I've also though heard of some book clubs that are like 15 to 30 people. And at that point, it's so huge that it's hard to really get to know people, and also hard to discuss the book well. So you just have to like weigh your options, weigh your pros and cons when you think about the group size. But I would say with our group size, less people makes it easier to plan things. It's less schedules to work with. It's also easier to pick our books. And it makes conversations really strong because we're able to have like one big conversation about the book versus it needing to be tons of little side conversations because it's such a large group. We definitely still have side conversations at our book clubs, but we are able to like all just sit and talk about the book together, which is really great. So that's the second tip though. Just know that like this does not have to be a group where you're asking all the people you already know, but it can be a great way to meet some new friends. Okay, third tip. When you think about hosting and where this book club is happening, take turns hosting. And then I would also say have the person hosting be in charge of food and drinks. And this is something, again, where all book clubs do this differently, but this is what works really well for us. So we have it in our houses typically, although we do some fun different locations too, but it's worked well for us. Generally, it's like in someone's living room or on the, you know, back porch at our houses. And we switch up who is hosting, and everyone who wants to host gets to, which for us, everyone does want to host. And this is especially helpful if you don't all live close to each other. So it's not like every single time you're asking one person to drive 45 minutes and the other people only driving 10 minutes or something, you're varying it up, because we have it where a few of us live super close together and then a few of us don't, kind of thing. I'm not going to tell everyone's locations, but it's like we do have some variety in that way. But for us, we decide on the date and who is hosting the next book club at the end of each book club. And sometimes we'll even plan more like 2 months out. And then whoever is hosting is in charge of the food and drinks for that night, which means they are spending some money on wine or on making a cocktail and some food like a cheese board and cookies and things like that. Not like a full dinner, although we have done a potluck dinner together like a few times, which is really fun. But something we do really consistently is having themed food and drinks that are themed around what the book was, which that might sound confusing. It might sound like a lot of pressure. We've also had plenty of times where it's just some wine and cookies, and that is perfectly fine too. But something I think we all would agree on when I was asking everyone, like, hey, what's a favorite thing? This was something that was said is like our themed food and drinks. And that's one of my personal favorite book club things. So when I'm hosting, like trying to figure out, okay, like how do I incorporate subtle or not so subtle things from the book into the food and drink selection, which again, might sound really intense and like a lot of pressure. But if you're someone who enjoys hosting and if your whole group can agree that like, this is something we're going to do and we're going to have fun with it. It can be really fun. So what that kind of looks like is that you might find like a wine bottle that gives off similar vibes to the book cover or uses the same words. Or there's like a recurring dish that they are always eating in the book and you make that. Those sorts of things is kind of what I mean by like incorporating the food and drink. But just to give you some very specific memorable examples, I've got a few different books, like four different ones that I thought of as I was thinking about this. So one book, The Only One Left, which is by Riley Sager. Claire was hosting that one and she made a little cutout house, okay, and put it on a toothpick. I think she literally like printed it from the internet, cut it out after printing it, a little black and white house, put on a toothpick on the top of a tower of cheese on the cheese board. And it was so cute. It cracked us all up. And it looked like, if you want to Google it, the cover of that book, The Only One Left, it looked like that of like a kind of an old house on a hill, only she used cheese for it. It was just so funny. And again, a fun way to just kind of do a little nod to the book. A second one, A History of Wild Places. That was one I hosted. And I had a floral designed wine bottle and then another wine bottle that had bees on it because a character in the book's name was Bee. And then I did colorful flowers on the charcuterie board. And then also one of this is like so specific, but one of the cheeses was like a blueberry goat cheese. And that was to represent the rot in the book that they all fear. Cause that's a part of the book. If you've read it, you know what I'm talking about. But that's kind of like a way we'll play it even of like, we show like, okay, here's the wine bottles for this book club. Everyone has to guess how did that relate to the books. Like for the ones with bees, it might be like someone immediately is like, oh, it's for bee. And someone else might struggle to like remember what that could relate to. So that's a fun thing too, kind of be like a guessing game of like, how does this relate to the book? A third example, none of this is true. A Lisa Jewell book, super, super fun one for book club, I would say. But my sister, who's in our book club, she did baby food jars on the cheese board as like a joke, like literally just open jars of baby food, which if you've read that book, you know about the baby food stuff in it. And it was just like a hilarious nod to that book. Another example, Tom Lake, that was one we read a few months ago and they worked on a cherry farm. So I made a cherry cocktail. So it's just stuff like that. I'm definitely forgetting some of the best ones, I'm sure, but those were some that came to mind. So, that's kind of how we do it. And again, you could do it where it's like a potluck every time and everyone brings something to contribute every single month. But at least for us, and again, when I think about making like a sustainable book club that you're going to like, everyone's going to keep coming to that you can have for years, I think it works well for most of the time. You're just showing up empty handed. And then once every few months, when you are the one hosting, you're going all out and you're preparing food and drinks for the group. It makes it like way easier for everyone to come and makes the food and drinks nicer. Again, makes it something that like is easy for you to commit to and come to when you're not having to bring something every single time. So that's what we really love, taking turns hosting and the host is in charge of the food and drinks and then also doing fun little themes. Okay, fourth thing, I want to talk about just how to structure the time together when you are actually meeting. So here's what we do. And again, there's so many different ways to do this, but this has worked well for us. We hang out for like the first hour, maybe hour and a half even, just talking, literally just catching up on our lives. Again, we are all like legitimate friends. And so this is fun. It can be side conversations, a group conversation, but we are just like catching up on life. And then when it's time to discuss the book, we all rank the book 1 to 5 or 0 to 5, 0 to 5 stars without explaining our number. So we just go around and be like, you know, 3.5 stars, 5 stars, 0 stars, you know, whatever. And then we all rank it. We don't explain. And then from there, we, after we've all said our number, we typically just start talking about the book. And usually the person hosting or the person who was the one like recommending that we read this book will come up with 2 to 3 discussion questions if it feels like that would be helpful. But sometimes we truly are just like talking about no structure. There's no discussion questions. We're just saying like, here's what I thought about the ending. Here's something that didn't make sense to me. What did you think about that character? Here's what I loved about it. Here's why I didn't. Just those sorts of things, just literally talking. And it's worth noting, as you just even heard about that structure, we don't talk about books the whole time. We talk about it for a little while and then we go back to just socializing. We're enjoying our cocktail or wine and our cheese board, whatever it is. And we truly can catch up on each other's lives while we are together. And that's such a fun fun part of this. And when you consider that we've done this together 31 times now, plus some extra hangouts in there too, you can imagine how that really grows and strengthens friendships and strengthens the group dynamic. And it's just really, really fun thing. So I would say, like, don't put so much pressure on, like, all right, we have to get there. We have to all answer these 5 questions in this order, and we have to rank the book this way. Like, just let it be free flowing, let it be fun, let it be natural. But again, like I said, how you need someone who's a leader. If you all meet and then all of a sudden it's like you've been together 3 hours and no one's brought up the book, it's like, hey, you need someone to be like, all right, time to pivot and let's talk about the book, and then we'll pivot back to talking about other things. So that's a helpful thing, and that's how our time is structured. Okay. 5th tip, don't just read one genre over and over again. And this is a helpful tip if you have a group where you don't all love the same genres, but also just a great way to expand what you read. Even if you do have a group where you're like, okay, we all love historical fiction, let's say, this is still a great way for you all historical fiction lovers to expand what you read. I could also, though, even as I say that, see arguments to just read what you like if you do have a group that just like all likes mysteries or whatever it is. But I think it's fun to incorporate other genres that interest the group and kind of have some balance there. So this year for us, we actually picked the whole year's lineup of books in January, and we actually had a book club retreat, which I'll talk about in a moment, where we picked everything. But we intentionally, like when we were looking at the year as a whole, we tried to pick some variety. So we've got mysteries, we've got rom-coms, we've got biographies, historical fiction, all kinds of different things, like domestic fiction type stuff. I'm trying to think of what other genres, but like just some variety, even like some stuff that's more like futuristic, from the past. I mean, like literally just so many different types of books even. Last year we did a novella month, which is a genre that no one but me had really dove into before. So we read 4 novellas and discussed all 4 of them. I personally have read more historical fiction than I ever thought I would, because that's the genre we do. And that's, for me, not one of my favorite genres, but something that like expands what I read, because I'm reading this with my book club. So I like the picking different genres. So that way everyone gets some of what they love, and some variety where you're reading something that like one of your friends really loves, but maybe you're not so sure you're going to love it yet. And you might surprise yourself and it become one of your favorite books ever. You never know. So yeah, not just reading the same genre or same author over and over again is really fun. Okay. 6, 1 book a month. Okay. When you think about the structure of it, 1 book a month with bonus books. Okay. I'll talk to you about that, but that's something we do. And then also planning out the months ahead of time so everyone can get on the library wait list. So let me explain all that. So this year, like I said, we planned out the whole year at once, but before then we would plan at least 2, maybe 3 books out ahead to make it easier to get things from the library, because ideally you're not having to buy all these books, right? So you can get on the library wait list for them, whether that's on Libby, that's what I use, is the Libby app for our local library, and I read everything as an ebook, or if you're like going and getting a physical book, but planning it out so everyone can get on the wait list. And then we like doing 1 book a month, and then we, some months, and we try to kind of alternate it, do bonus books where it's like, if you can get to this book, that's great. If you don't, that's fine. But the people who did get to the extra book can talk about it together. We also have done author months where we read a few books all by the same author. 2 notable times we did that was a Leanne Moriarty month once, and then also an Emily Henry book month. We also have done genre months where maybe it's like we're picking 3 rom-coms. We're going to read them all 1 month, all for summer. We had that novella month I told you about where we read 4 books that month, which novellas are shorter books. So like that's how that worked out well. But author months and like a themed month have really been great when we can't find a book that we all haven't read. So we'll pick a few at once, and that way everyone is just reading 1 new book. So for example, with Emily Henry, maybe we're saying it's 3 Emily Henry books, but like all of us have read 2 of the 3 already. So then everyone is just reading 1 new book that month. Hopefully that makes sense. But that's been a kind of a fun way so that everyone still is getting to read something new. Bonus books can be overwhelming though. So if reading 1 book a month sounds like enough for you, then skip the bonus books. But that has been like a fun thing for us where it'll be like 1 key book and then there's a bonus like optional book to read. We don't do that super, super often, but again, we have some. It's been really fun. And then too, when you think about that one book a month, we all try to read the book, right? But then it's also understood that life happens. Sometimes you do not get to the book. That's okay. You can still come to book club. You can leave early if you want to leave before the discussion. If you haven't finished the book yet, you're like, I don't want to hear any spoilers. I've done that before where I wasn't done with a book and I just like left early and still came. So that's a like good thing to know is just, like, we're all going to try to read it, but it's okay if you don't. That's important, I would say, to make this low stress and fun. But then at the same time, it's such an interesting balance because if you have a book club and no one ever reads the book, the whole thing fizzles out. So you still all have to be like committed to try to read it. But you know, if every now and then you don't, it's very understood, like, hey, it's fine. Okay, 7, let's talk about communication, how to set up the communication channels for your book club. So we all have a group text, which is great. That's where we're talking about stuff outside of book club and stuff relating to book club. Just, it's like a friend, a group text at this point. And then we also have a shared note document, just like on the notes app, that Gracie actually is the only person who edits it, but we are all shared on it to see it. And that has what's coming up to read each month, and then all the past books we've done. So that's actually how I was able to even see, like, okay, how many times have we met, how many books have we done, because that's all in that document. So I was just looking at it and seeing it. And then we have an ideas area that's just like books we've mentioned that kind of come up randomly, book of like, oh, if you guys heard about this one, or like, hey, this book is released in a few months, we should read it. We put that on that ideas list. So that's really fun. And then something else I would say that has been helpful for us is that a few different times Gracie has sent out like a Google form survey asking like what everyone thinks about like structures of things, genres read and stuff like that. And we all like end up filling it out. And then we talk about like, okay, well, everyone said we like this the most, or, you know, whatever it is. So that's another thing you consider doing. I feel like the survey would be especially helpful if you have a pretty large book club. For us, that we could even be fine just like sitting around and talking about it versus having like an official survey. Okay, and my 8th tip, and then I'm going to share with you guys what our favorite books have been in our book club and some different things everyone said about what we love about our book club. But 8th, final tip, go to interesting locations, add in book club events, change up the dynamic of what you're doing in your group every now and then. So it doesn't always have to be that you're meeting at someone's house. It also could be that you never meet at someone's house. Maybe no one has a house they want to host in and everyone just wants to go out for drinks, and that's where you have your book club every time, or out for dinner, you know, whatever it is. But we have added in some like extra things in addition to us meeting about our book club. So for example, we did a high tea last fall where we just all had like a tea time together on like a Sunday afternoon. Got all of our husbands to take care of the kids, for those of us with kids, and just got together and had that girls' time, which was really fun. We also had a Christmas dinner together last year where we had like potluck style, where everyone like made a different like dish and we had like a full-on meal together. We're planning to do a book club this summer at a winery where we all live. And then we also like, gosh, I could do a whole episode about this, but I will not. But we had a book club retreat last year in December, going in like to plan stuff for this year of 2024. And originally, actually, we had like a house booked in Gatlinburg. We were all going to like be going to East Tennessee together. We all live in the Nashville area. So like we were going to be driving there together, doing a, I think it was 2 nights we were going to stay, retreat. But we actually got snowed out and the weather was so bad that we like almost couldn't even travel just to each other's houses during that time, but definitely not all the way to Gatlinburg. So we ended up all hanging out at Sarah Clark's house. We had a 1-night sleepover and then basically spent like the whole first day together and the whole second day after the sleepover together hanging out. And this is gonna sound so funny, but we did like book club draft, okay? Which, again, it sounds funny, but and it was funny, but so fun because, again, we all love reading, we all love being together. This retreat sleepover was also just a time that we all like hung out. We played Catan. We made cocktails. We went out to dinner and just had like girl time. But we also had a PowerPoint with a book club draft. So what we did, back on How You Need a Leader, we all leading up to this retreat texted Gracie with, we said we were going to have like 2 to 5 books that like are our book club picks for the year. Like if we're getting to recommend books that we've read or we want to read, we recommend them. And then Gracie made a PowerPoint with all of those books on it. And then we all had notes and we did this over probably like an hour each time over like 3 hours. And we'd go back to doing something else at our retreat time. But we put up the PowerPoint and then it might, you know, say on the screen, like, these are Sarah Clark's book recommendations. And she talks to us about like, okay, here's why I picked this book. Here's what I'm putting on here. Here's why I already read it. And here's why I love it. Or here's why I think you guys would enjoy it. And why I think we should read this one. Releases in June of this year. Like you would have to get on the wait list. Like we all talked about like that. And then we ended up voting on the books. And we got it to where our lineup, you know, had some bonus books, had some themed months. We literally even thought about things like, okay, in the summer, we all would really like to read a rom-com, or like in the winter, something that's set in the snow. Like we kind of themed it like that, even, which can be a benefit of planning stuff out in advance. But we all got to suggest our books, and then we voted on them and picked them. And we made it to where with the voting that everyone got at least one, if not two books from their recommended list. They were trying to recommend selected. So you're getting some books that you didn't recommend and then some books you did. Anyway, that was just really fun. And the sleepover hangout, the book club retreat, we're definitely going to do that again next year. Maybe we'll get to go to Gatlinburg this time. Maybe the beach even though, like we want to do that again. But it really was just mainly us all hanging out because again, we're legitimate friends. And we basically got to have like a kid-free, husband-free sleepover. And it was a blast. Just all getting to hang out and be together. So I would recommend doing that at some point once you guys are all like established and friends. But to back to the original tip though, just knowing that like it can be helpful sometimes to add in extra things or to go to like an interesting location to change things up. Okay, so those were the 8 tips. And then I asked everyone in my book club what their favorite part of book club was. Asked them all. I sent them a group text and said, like, text me privately. What's your favorite part? And what are your favorite reads from all the books we've read? And I want to share those with you as you think about your own book club, because these are books that are like, wow, what a great place to start, that we're all agreeing that these were our favorite out of all of our books, and some tips as well. So yeah, when I asked, okay, what do you love the most? Here are some things that were said. That it's great that we all didn't know each other before we start. Everyone knew someone, but we also all got to meet someone new. So it's really fun to get to meet new people all around the shared interest of being readers. So that's what one person said. I love having people to talk about the books with. We talked about that earlier, but normally you don't have people that you're getting to like discuss with if you're just reading on your own. So that's really fun and special. Someone else said, I love that it's a constant in our schedules. We always have book club to look forward to. And then we do have that center focus on discussing the book, but it's also just a fun time to bond and catch up on each other's lives throughout the month, even though we usually see each other more often than that. And then I think it's good that everyone understands it's okay if they don't finish the book, but still come. Another thing said, I love how our group brought us together over the love of reading, but we bond over so much more and have developed deep friendships. We've also, my sister said this, but we joke that book club has sustained our social lives from like Super Bowl parties to fall parties, birthdays, sleepover retreats, like all these different things like we're all going to for each other. And that's been really fun. It's a fun way to connect each month and explore new genres and enjoy the joy of reading. And then the book club, the consistent thing we said was like that book club sleepover was really fun and special. Okay, so let's talk favorite books though, and I'll close out this episode. So I asked everyone what their favorites were. I just looked and we have read, unless we're missing some, about 38 books together. Again, not everyone reads every month. I definitely have skipped some books, but 38 books, including some of those bonus books and things like that. So a resounding, like this was our favorite, was the book, The History of Wild Places. Okay, I loved it. I think every one of us, when I asked what was your favorite, that was listed by everyone. So if you're looking for like a good starting point, that'd be a recommended one. Some other ones that were said is Go as a River, The Test, which that's one of our novella book ones. Another one was The Great Alone, It Ends With Us, Daisy Jones and the Six, and Hello Beautiful. So those were some that were like consistently said or just mentioned. And then some other ones I want to add that I would say made for really good discussions. But I just look over the list. So like it might not be your favorite book you've ever read in your entire life, but it made really great discussions. One was It Girl by Ruth Ware, The Maid. I personally loved that one and it made for a really good discussion. Another one is Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow. That actually, I love that book more than everyone else, but after The History of Wild Places, that book is probably my second pick for like favorites we've read in book club because I just literally loved that book so much. Another one that made for a great discussion was The Only One Left by Riley Sager, like I mentioned earlier. That book has so many insane twists and turns that it was like, we literally were like crying, laughing, trying to discuss it because it was like becomes nonsensical a little bit with how many twists and turns it was. So that's a fun discussion one. Another one, it was None of This is True by Lisa Jewell. A really, really great discussion one as well, because there's a lot of interesting things that happen. So those are some recommendations. History of Wild Places, though, I've got to say, we all said that one as a book that is a favorite. So Anyway, that's it. That concludes this episode. And I hope you'll feel encouraged to go start your own book club. I know this is a business podcast. I normally am here delivering to you like marketing and productivity and like website tips and things like that. But I just think that this is something for my personal life that's brought me so much joy. And I know my friends in our book club would agree. And life is about so much more than work, right? And so this is something that has really been like a key thing in my life for the past few years, has brought me a lot of joy. And I hope you'll consider starting your own book club and maybe send this episode even to that friend who you're thinking of that you could ask as like your first friend to start the book club with. Send them this episode and be like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Listen to this. Let's get this thing rolling. So anyway, hope you love this. And I'll list out those book titles too in the blog post for this episode if you missed any of those and you want to like re-reference them. So to close, you got to start a book club. And if any of my book club friends end up listening to this episode, Claire, Kristen, Sarah Clark, Suzanne, Tori, and Gracie, love you guys so much. So grateful for you. Grateful for your friendships. And y'all, go start your own book club. So that's it. I'll be back next week with another episode that is business related this time. But I hope you enjoyed this fun, more lifestyle type episode. And hope you have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you then. Bye, guys. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast, friend. I so appreciate you being here. That just flew by, didn't it? If you want more Breakthrough Brand, then you have to join my free Facebook community for podcast listeners, where you can connect with like-minded business owners and go deeper on what you learn on this podcast. Go to ElizabethMcCravey.com/Facebook to request to join the free group. I cannot wait to connect with you there. Again, that's ElizabethMcCravey.com/Facebook to access the group. Also, if you love this episode, leaving a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening or sharing this episode with a friend is a great way to support this podcast. I appreciate it so much. Again, thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week with another episode.